Thank you and good afternoon. Very wet conditions and flooding in low-lying areas are expected as another winter storm will go through the region this weekend and going into next week. An abundance of water will be on local roadways, and residents are urged to drive with caution. 6 to 8 inches of rainfall are expected in the coming days, and there is concern that water levels will rise in local streams and creeks. The National Weather Service reported that 2.37 inches of rainfall was accumulated in Crescent City on Thursday, breaking the previous record, which was set in the 1990s. Local rivers aside from the Smith River in Del Norte County are not expected to reach the flood stage threshold. Humboldt State University received a record number of student applications submitted for the 2016 fall semester. Over 12,700 prospective students applied to HSU, a nearly 3% increase over last year's total. The 2015 fall semester for HSU ends today, and it was a semester that began with 8,600 students enrolled, one of the university's largest student counts. The university also saw an uptick in the number of transfer student applications for next fall, with over 3,600 students applying, which is up from the 3,200 that applied last year. For the 8th year in a row, the entire CSU system set a record number of applications, with more than 830,000 applying, up nearly 5% from last year's total. The Shop with a Cop event begins at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, as Eureka police will be in the aisles of Target taking children on their own personal Christmas shopping spree. This will be the second year for the event, and more children will participate this time around as 30 kids from Betty Chin and the Boys and Girls Club are expected to attend. Each child will have a $100 limit, and Target will be providing a 20% discount for the event. Proceeds from the Kika Truckers Parade, the program's biggest sponsor, were able to cover the cost of 12 children involved in the program. St. Bernard's looks to capture their first state championship. Dan Squire has more.
The St. Bernard's High School football team was escorted out of town on Thursday morning by police and fire units with lights flashing and sirens wailing as they set off on a two-day trip that could result in a CIF Division 5A state football title. The Crusaders, who narrowly defeated league rival Ferndale 37-36 in the second round of the North Coast Section playoffs, then beat Berean Christian for the NCS title before demolishing Fall River MacArthur last Saturday. On Saturday night at 6 o'clock, the Crusaders will face undefeated Saddleback Valley Christian out of San Juan Capistrano in Orange County for the CIF 5A state football title. It will be the first state crown for the team that wins that game.
Thank you, Dan. The Rural County Representatives of California announced that Congress has passed a federal spending package for the 2016 year, a package that will support a variety of government programs, including the Federal Payment in Lieu of Taxes program. The spending package will contain $452 million, and the state is expected to receive $40 million of that money to support local government programs and services. The RCRC covers 34 counties in the state. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The heavy rains that have drenched the region over the past 2 weeks will continue through the weekend, and that means more flooded roadways, localized flooding in low-lying areas, and more headaches for the local city leaders and municipal employees. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer and McKinleyville Services Director Greg Orsini joined Talk Shop this morning and spoke about the impact major storms have on infrastructure. Diemer said that preparations in Arcata have been successful so far.
We actually saw some positive benefits from some of the major facility upgrades that we had done. Some of the creek restoration work that we've done that's widened channels, the opening of McDaniel Slough and the ability of James Creek to flush out. How we gauge our success often in this industry is not having any of the sewer leave the collection system, any sewer upsets or overflows, and we made it through that first fairly significant storm event.
Orsini also highlighted a positive with the weather, noting that the heavy rains have filled the Ruth Lake Reservoir.
Well, I'll start with a positive thing. Ruth Lake is pretty close to being full. I think we should be full by the beginning of the new year, so that's a very positive thing. So our source for water for all of our communities is assured again for another year.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Diemer and Orsini by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.